Did airport screeners know they were being tested when the Transportation Security Administration checked up on their work? That was the question at a hearing on Capitol Hill today. The head of the TSA says there is no evidence of a tip-off, but some members of Congress say they're upset about an email sent from headquarters containing this subject line, notice of possible security test. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The uproar began with the recent discovery of an email that was sent last year from TSA to federal airport security directors around the country. The email said that some airports had received notices of possible covert testing by the Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration. The email quoted one such notice, which described two individuals supposedly doing the undercover tests, adding, quote, "We are getting the word out." Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson said that word was not supposed to get out.
Covert testing of airport security is supposed to be just that, covert.
But if lawmakers were looking for answers from TSA Administrator Kip Hawley, they didn't get too many. Hawley noted that the matter is under investigation by the Homeland Security Department's Inspector General. He acknowledged there was some testing going on at the time of the email, but said,
"There is nothing that I have learned in the past week and a half, or since I was first made aware of this email, that would indicate there was any intent on anybody's part associated with that email to do covert testing or tip-off. So there is no tip-off and no cheating."
Hawley said it wouldn't make sense for TSA to warn of such tests, which the agency itself conducts thousands of times each day to uncover security flaws. Instead, he said, the email appeared to be one employee's effort to warn security officers that an unauthorized person might be trying to probe the system. Hawley noted that the message cited in the email was suspicious because of the two agencies it mentioned.
Because, as you know, DOT and FAA do not do unannounced covert testing with TSA. So it was a good faith, perhaps mistaken judgment to send it out. But as soon as it happened, it was recalled by senior leadership.
But that explanation didn't sit well with Washington Democrat Norm Dix.
You can't be seriously saying that what this individual did wasn't a breach of integrity. He made a mistake.
Making a mistake is different from a lack of integrity.
The person who recalled this thing in 13 minutes thought there had been a mistake made.
Lawmakers said they're especially concerned because this isn't the first indication that screeners have been tipped off about covert testing. The inspector general has found at least two previous cases at airports in San Francisco and Jackson, Mississippi. Former Homeland Security Inspector General Clark Kent Irvin said of greater concern is how screeners perform when testers do try to slip improvised bombs or bomb parts through a checkpoint.
I've been told by those who have seen the results of the testing that is the subject of today's hearing that the results were dismal. If screeners still fail tests that they know are being conducted, heaven help us when Al-Qaeda next probes for weaknesses in aviation security.
TSA's Kip Hawley gets a chance to address the issue again tomorrow when congressional investigators are expected to testify at another House hearing about their latest successful efforts to breach airport security. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.